Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Always get thrown off when there's no Monday show because then the Tuesday show happens and I feel like it's Monday, but it's actually Tuesday and it's just all weird. But tonight we got NXT. We got a couple of matches, title matches announced for NXT tonight. Of course, Wednesday is Dynamite in Knoxville. Five segments announced for that show, including a tag team title match. This weekend, we got Saturday night's main event. Following weekend, we have the Royal Rumble. And we have all of the rest of the news as well. A lot of it over the weekend, which we haven't talked about. We can get everybody caught up on the TNA pay-per-view and GCW and the end of the career of Sabu. End of the career of Chris Daniels on the Collision show this past Saturday night. PCO and injuries and certainly plenty to talk about. Plus, of course, as always, we'll have the Raw report from Monday night. If you want to text us here today, the phone number, 425-780-7566. That's the text message line. So don't bother trying to call it. 425-780-7566. FRWOnline at gmail.com, FRWOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I'm also at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. And we should have time for some feedback coming up here today. So that's your chance to get involved here. Mike Sempervivi joins us after the break. And a lot of stuff to get into. So stick around, everybody. We'll kick it off after the break. Observer Live.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. New NexGard Plus, a Voxelana, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews protect against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms, all with one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Diarrhea, vomiting, lethargy, and itching may be seen. Ask your vet about new NexGard Plus chews.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. No show yesterday, and so I feel like we're way behind in all of this. And I guess we got to get going.
Can't waste any time.
Nah, but I'm kind of stalling here at the beginning.
Why is that?
Well.
Deep thoughts?
Nah, Rob Van Dam did an interview today, and he talked a lot about Chris Bey.
Oh.
And, you know, what's going on? Obviously, you know, Chris Bey got injured, and they had the GoFundMe they started. Plugged it again. We talked about it on Observer Radio last night. And it's up to $106,000 or something like that. And, you know, doing very well. But they never really told us what happened to Chris Bey. It was always kept very, very quiet. And Rob did the one-of-a-kind podcast, which is his podcast. And he lives very close to Chris Bey. And he talks a lot about all of the details about what exactly happened. And I guess since he talked about it publicly, I mean, I guess we can talk about what he talked about here, but I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know.
It's a melancholy way to start the show, but...
Well, it's like, you know, nobody was talking about it, and then all of a sudden Rob Van Dam comes out and talks about everything, and it's almost like, well, maybe Chris Bey should have been the one to talk about it, but like, what's done is done, you know what I'm saying? It's out. And it seems to be, I mean, some positive news. So, essentially, I guess I'll just talk about what he said. He said, Chris Bey happens to live very close to us. Katie and I went and visited him because he made it home. Stuck in the hospital for like 2 months, he says. He had a match, if you don't know, with the Hardy Boys. I know very little about it. But they were going for a move that didn't work out safely. And Chris broke his neck and then he was paralyzed. He said, I don't know how much we should talk about it, really. But let me just say that he's going to wait until he's ready to talk. Of course, I invited him on here. He is much better than I imagined. Much better than he was when he was paralyzed. He's not paralyzed anymore, and he's getting everything back. He's going to make a comeback to a full comeback. I'm sure of it, but it's going to be a long journey, and we'll probably check in with him a lot because, like I said, he lives really close. So hopefully that's all accurate.
Yeah.
That would certainly be very, very good news. But if you know, still want to help, obviously, you know, Dave and I talked a lot about this last night and, you know, I think everyone's in agreement that if you get injured in a match, the, you know, the company should take care of all of that and they obviously should, but I don't have a problem with, companies promoting GoFundMes because, you know, the GoFundMe is more than just taking care of the hospital stay and everything like that. I mean, 2 months in the hospital, that's going to be a very, very, it's going to be a very, very expensive deal. I mean, I have a family member who was in the hospital about 2 weeks ago for 3 days. And obviously insurance is going to pay for a fair amount of this. But, you know, 3 days in the hospital was $50,000. It's a lot of money. So we're talking like 2 months in the hospital. And then not just, you know, the 2 months in the hospital, but also there's all the living expenses as well. So, you know, even if TNA paid for every last single thing that had to do with the injury and the hospitalization and any surgeries, et cetera, I mean, still got living expenses. So I like that they plugged the GoFundMe. And if you go to my ex, at Brian Alvarez, I retweeted the GoFundMe. And hopefully people can continue to support Chris Bay through all of this. And hopefully everything Rob Van Dam said is exactly what's going on. And he's on the road to a good recovery. So all the best to him and everybody else.
And I would expect Anthem to pay all of the medical bills. But I if I recall, Chris Bay had a family. And you obviously know now, if you didn't know before, the condition that Chris Bay is in. And what about the future? And this just helps to galvanize their future a little bit more. Be the same as putting a bunch of merchandise on sale that somebody would be buying. But in this case, it's just going directly to the source without anything. So I wouldn't expect a WWE or an AEW to do that, you know, to promote it. Although I, you know, at least on their shows and things like that, if they would, it doesn't matter if they would or if they wouldn't, but you know, for everybody else below that, I don't have a problem with it whatsoever, seriously. And I think anybody that does have a problem with it, it's just kind of ridiculous, really. Again, it's just a way for people to reach out and support these people directly. That's it. Not getting any merch in return, getting anything in return. It's just doing it because you want to help.
And I think that the fact of the matter is, you know, we've talked about the way things are done in WWE and in AEW. And obviously, if something happens in WWE, they just pay for everything. But like, they send you everywhere. You have no say in the matter. You're going to this person, etc. But they pay for everything. AEW, it's more you handle it all, but expense it, and we pay you back for everything. So it's paid for either way. And, you know, I don't know this for sure, but, I mean, Anthem, it's Anthem. And I would be stunned if they did not take care of everything with Chris Bay in regards to hospitalization, etc., and the injury. Maybe we'll find out otherwise someday, but I would be very surprised if that was not the case.
It's hard for me to believe that they're not insured out the wazoo and a Canadian-based company. You know, I would hope that wouldn't be the case, and I don't believe that is going to be the case. And I would say this, I think in a extreme circumstance like this, while some minor things may fall on the family, I think in a situation where if this happened on an AEW show, protocol would probably change a little bit when it comes to who pays and when.
Yes, if it's a catastrophic injury, they're not sending you home and then you've got to find your way to the hospital. I mean,
no, you're
talking you tear your ACL,
yeah.
you but something like this, it would have been, you know. So anyway, that is the that's the update. That's what Rob Van Dam was talking about there. We've also got an update on Allie Catch, who broke her leg in two places doing a dive at the GCW show. And she was facing Effie in a number one contenders match. So the match was stopped. Effie won, went on to win the title in the main event. There's a GoFundMe for her expenses as well, which is currently at almost $50,000. And it'll be 6 weeks before she can walk without crutches. And you know, then she has to do all rehab and everything like that. But all of the best to her as well. And I think that's the only other injury we have to talk about here today, which is good news, because don't like hearing about too many injuries.
No, I thought Adam Priest was going to take one on that power slam from Dustin Rhodes, but then I remembered, okay, on Collision, but the show was taped. We would have heard about that, but oof, that was a close one there.
I haven't seen all of Collision yet, but I did see the Chris Daniels Hangman Page match.
Do you like blood?
I mean, it was a bloody match, all right. And you know, there was some criticism, okay? Because what happened was they did the match, and Hangman he murdered this guy. I mean, he killed him. And then, you know, he killed him again afterwards. And then they put the guy in a neck brace, and they carted him off. And they go to break, and they come back, and Tony Schiavone is cheerfully introducing Tony Storm, and they never talk about it again, okay?
They've done this before.
Now, I will say this. I will say this.
Yes.
This was not billed as a retirement match, okay? So I think that what is likely to happen is it will be announced within the next few weeks, because it was his retirement match. That was Chris Daniels' decision. He is done. He has retired from wrestling after that match. And so what I think is going to happen is at some point they are going to announce that as a result of the violent beating and the vicious post-match beating, it appears that Chris Daniels' career is over, and they will promote it hard. Now, I will say, while I didn't mind that they didn't make a big deal out of his retirement, because in storyline, we're not supposed to know yet that it's his retirement, I do think that there is a happy medium where at some other point during the show, because I don't think they ever mention the guy again. I don't think they mention his name one time the rest of the hour and a half. It would have been nice to have an update or, you know, all the best to Chris Daniels. But we just moved on. So that was that. But anyway, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever.
Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I should at least address it because I wrote the thing on the front page yesterday.
All right.
There's nothing new on Britt Baker. I don't know why all these stories came out over the weekend and on Monday, but they did. And I spent the entire morning asking multiple people, including people who are not necessarily fans of Britt Baker. And every one of them was like, I don't know why this story is out today. Nothing has changed. The story is the story, which is that she's not being used right now. Why? Nobody knows. And it was basically the same answer from everybody, which is ask Tony. Tony's not going to answer. He never answers these questions. And like, the funny thing about it is, you know, there's something about Britt Baker where when you get a Britt Baker story, like all of the news sites know this one's going to do well. And, you know, when the whole thing came out, I sent a blurb to this site so they could do a story on it. And even they were like, this is going to be the most read story all day. And I was like, huh? And so I actually went up and I retweet like all sorts of stuff on my ex from WrestlingObserver.com. And so I went up and it was like, okay, well, let's see. Joe Hendry appearance set for TNA Impact, you know. That'll do 3,000. Rob Van Dam, Chris Bay update. Actually, Chris Bay update actually defeated Britt Baker solidly. That's at 116,000 right now. But other than that, I think I had to go back almost a week to like the announcement that WWE was going to do international pay-per-views. That one must have gone viral or something like that. But that Britt Baker story within 90 minutes was over 30,000 views, like 10 times what like every other random story that goes up on the front page does. So people love to hear Britt Baker drama for whatever reason. And the story wasn't even about drama. It was about how there isn't any drama right now. So that's the story. Like, she's not being used. No one knows why. Tony's not going to talk about it. Maybe she'll be back. Maybe she won't. But, you know, yesterday it was one of those games of telephone where Wade Keller said something on his podcast. Somebody wrote a story about it with a headline. The next person who wrote a story about it had a more dramatic headline. The next person who wrote a story about it had an even more dramatic. And by noon, all the headlines were, Britt will never return to AEW. She is heading to... And I was like, what? And everyone I talked to was like, what? So that's where it is. It was just a snowball into a story blown out of proportion. Hey, listen, maybe she will never be back. But like, there's no thing in AEW right now where she's gone. We're never going to use her. It's just finished. It's like, there's nothing new. There's nothing new from the last time she disappeared. And it was noted that you do realize she's not the only one who regularly disappears for long periods of time. But, you know, when it's Britt, it's like a big story because it's Britt Baker. But, you know, Thunder Rosa, do you realize she had two matches since August? Remember we were like talking about that on the show where she was getting a championship match at World's End and she'd had two matches since August. So like the main talking point is Thunder Rosa's had two matches since August. She's getting a title shot. But the other talking point is she's only been around twice in 4 months. That didn't end up being a scandal. We didn't hear stories about how she had heat. Or like Serena Deeb, everyone's talking, well, remember when Britt said, no one cares, and then she just disappeared from TV? That happened. Serena also disappeared from TV. She's had one match and just vanished. It's gone. So this happens all the time with numerous different talents. But some get talked about more than others. So there you go. That's what happened.
That's why Nyla Rose tweets. So, you know,
yeah, where's Nyla Rose been?
Somebody can talk about
it. Nyla Rose vanishes for months and months and months on end. Shows up and has a match. Disappears for months on end. You never hear, like, Nyla Rose has heat. She's never going to be used again. Tony is soured on Nyla Rose.
Well, maybe that's because she didn't do what Britt Baker did, and that was slash Tony's tires. I mean, that's what I've been.
Slash anyone's tires.
Get a little crazy with the nitrous oxide.
Yeah. Karushita, she vanishes for, like, months on end.
Yeah.
Saray hasn't been around in 4 months, you know? It's just like people vanish. That's what happened.
Remember when Willie Mack wasn't being used and then got, you know, hit up for the GCW show, then all of a sudden they put him on like an ROH six-way or something like that? I mean, and then people were like, wait, Willie Mack is under contract to AEW?
But yeah, we found out Abaddon, you know, Abaddon, once a year at Halloween we see the Abaddon series of matches, and then vanishes. No one ever says, people hate Abaddon in the back. She's got intense heat. That's why you never see Abaddon.
Well, maybe that's also because Abaddon hasn't been linked to any heat, because you talked about Thunder Rosa, and what a lot of people do remember is Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa possibly, maybe, conceivably having issues to the point where they had a show based on backstage drama that opened up with, that was alluding to some heat with Britt Baker and with others. So
that was another funny one. Listen, I'm sure that, like, I know there are people that have heat with Britt Baker, okay? But it's a reality show, dude. Like, has there ever been this is how reality shows work. It's a reality show. Danhausen vanished forever and then randomly returned on a Ring of Honor after being gone for like a year. Taven and Bennett have vanished. Where'd they go? Remember they reunited the Undisputed Kingdom? And after they reunited them, they vanished. Do you guys remember when Adam Cole made that big return at World's End last year and revealed that he was, like, the devil or whatever? He did, like, one show, and then he vanished. Like, he was gone for months, if I recall correctly. I mean, it happens.
Is Jack Perry still in Japan?
Yeah, where's Jack Perry been? Vanished? He just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Mm. Where's Scorpio Sky? Is he gone out of there completely? I don't even know anymore.
I don't even know if he's signed anymore. Like, I know Kazarian is now in TNA because I watched the TNA pay-per-view. Yeah. But, yeah, Wardlow. Wardlow's vanished. Ricky Starks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people. They disappear. All right, let's move on. WWE has announced. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I don't know what the name of it is. There was a silly name, and I lost the whole thing. Where is it? Okay, here we go. WWE World Convention. You heard me. The WWE World Convention.
WWE
WrestleMania
World
week
Convention.
In Las Vegas. 5-day convention, April 17th through April 21st. Autograph signings, live podcast recordings. We're not going to be part of that one. And the convention goes on sale to the general public February 3rd. So, by the way, if you are going, hold Friday open for the Dave Meltzer, Brian Alvarez Q&A. You can get tickets at f4wonline.com/Vegas. We're having the Q&A on Friday at the beautiful Palms in Las Vegas, right off the strip. It's very, very close to everything. And we've also got two after parties, WrestleMania after parties. Come eat and drink in a suite with everybody. We've got dinner, a Fogo de Chao, all-you-can-eat steak dinner. Ed in San Antonio is running a wrestling show. Vinny V is going to probably do a karaoke gimmick. And a special two sessions of Watch Wrestling with Dave Meltzer. I know a lot of you out there have said, I would love to watch wrestling with Dave. Well, have we got an option for you? Watch Wrestling with Dave Meltzer on Saturday and Sunday night. And you can check all these out, f4wonline.com/Vegas. Tickets available for everything. Grab your Q&A tickets right now. I know a lot of you are going. Don't lie to me. We got NXT tonight, Obafemi versus Eddie Thorpe for the NXT title, and Tony D versus Ridge Holland for the North American title. That could be a title change. We've also got Wednesday's Dynamite, Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega face-to-face. Private Party versus the Hurt Business for the tag titles. Whew. Man, what a follow-up to Private Party beating the Young Bucks.
You don't think Mark Quinn's going to roll up Bobby Lashley?
Not good. Not
small
good.
Small package.
Samoa Joe versus Nick Wayne, which sounds awesome.
Sorry, Nick.
And Julia Hart and Jamie Hayter. And now that he's changed his name to just Cope, he's got to face everybody else with a one-word name. We're going to get Cope versus Mox. And today, or Wednesday, we have Cope versus Pac. So who's next? Who else has one name in AEW? Roosh?
Yeah, there you go.
Cope versus Roosh has got to be coming.
Commander? Hologram?
Cope versus Hook at some point. Mm-hmm. Cope versus Commander? I think it's got to be one syllable, though, so Commander doesn't count.
Did he do that just so he could start getting put into, like, crossword puzzles? You know, it's like you always see, like, Mel Ott is the baseball one in there. Like, maybe Cope, he wants to be, like, big in the crossword business now.
I don't think that's why he changed his name to Cope.
Yeah, you never know. You don't like the crosswords, do you? You're more of the...
I do the crossword in the New York Times every day. Will you
more
stop?
More of a jumble guy.
I'm.
You never make it to Sunday, though, can you?
I'll get out of here. I think I am. Yeah. Some dummy. All right, we're going to talk about Raw after the break. Any other news as well? I'll look through this text message bin, see if we got anything exciting. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Didn't have time to look at text message. I was doing that New York Times crossword. Killed that mini during the break while you blokes were just chit-chatting in the background.
Took from pillar to post, everybody. From the time he signed off until just now, it took him that long to finish that thing.
No, it was less than 2 minutes. I just banged through that thing like nothing. By the way, tomorrow's After Dark. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern here on Sports Byline. And it's working tomorrow. Do you understand? It's going to work tomorrow.
Just so, never mind.
Because, first off, Dom thinks he's figured it out on the byline end, why we kept getting disconnected only during After Dark, not during this particular show. And I have the backup where I will transmit the show to Byline via Skype if this happens again. Do you understand? So tomorrow, it's going to be, we have no guests tomorrow. I don't know if I can do it. But we're going to try. So we'll talk about some weird news. And also take your text messages, emails, and phone calls. And if you want to send emails today, anytime you send the email, just put After Dark in the subject line so I can easily go through them. FRWOnline@gmail.com or Brian@WrestlingObserver.com. Put After Dark in the subject line. And if you have a story about something in your life that was just cursed, I want to hear about it. Because After Dark for the last 2 weeks has been cursed. So if you have something that happened to you where you're like, my God, this is cursed. There's no logical explanation other than it must be cursed. I want you to send it to me, After Dark in the subject line, Brian@WrestlingObserver.com. I may even take phone calls. I want to hear about everyone's cursed experiences. If you have a cursed doll, that's even better. You hear me?
Maybe Alexa can call in.
No.
She has a cursed doll.
No, she doesn't. It's fake. I'm talking about a real curse. You guys understand what After Dark is? I don't want you calling me with some BS story. I want this to be like something that actually happened to you. Don't say, you know, a friend of a friend's friend had a doll that, you know. I don't want to hear that. Did you have the doll?
Yeah.
Was it cursed? Well, tell me the story. Brian@WrestlingObserver.com, put After Dark in the subject line, and we're going to read some of them on the show. Got it?
Yeah.
All right.
If it's an LSD-tinged story, go ahead and say that one. No.
No, I want it to be something that happened to you when you were sober.
Well.
Well, anyway, the Raw show.
It's actually some ways even scarier, Brian.
Another 2.5-hour show.
A lot scarier, actually.
And it was a pretty good show. I mean, God, that SmackDown show, they still cannot figure out. It's everything I talk about, too. Everybody looks at this so simplistically. They've done TV for 50 years. Why can't they figure it? It's not about figuring it out. So the problem...
Yes, it is.
When Raw went to 2 hours at the end of September or the beginning of October... Yes, they know how to do a 2-hour show. They do NXT every week. But the point is, they had a 3-hour roster that they had to try to squeeze into 2 hours and not be AEW where people just dropped off the face of the earth, okay?
Yeah, enough people for a 17-hour roster.
Well, SmackDown now has the opposite problem where they've got a 2-hour roster and now they need to do 3 hours of SmackDown and the only solution...
Is a half hour 11.
To extend the length of all of these matches. And you know what's funny?
What's that?
We're diverting into something else here. So, did you watch that Tiffany Stratton match with Bayley?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't very good. It was all right by the end. But it was way too long. And Tiffany is not good in really long matches. She has some cool spots, but it's extremely obvious that she got called up to the main roster a little bit too early.
Told you.
I told everybody that. Now, here's the thing with this, which I find interesting. Somebody on our board was like, you ever notice it's always the women that people point out had a botch here or a botch there? Why don't people ever mention it with the men? Okay, now first off, I got really mad about it. Because I am constantly pointing out botches involving men. Dude, I spent 15 minutes talking about that spot with Chris Jericho and Dax where they were trying to do that finish where Dax headbutted the belt, but the belt was too far away.
I was gonna say, wait a second, no podcast talked
I went
about that one.
On and on and on. Like, if you dare accuse me of not being fair in my criticism, and the thing that's funny about it is, the reason I bring it up with Tiffany is I am fair with my criticism because I do feel that there are fans that are like, we want this equality. We want the men and the women to have equality in wrestling. We want the men and the women to each have their own royal and all this and that. But if you are critical of a woman, then all of a sudden you're a bad guy. And it's like, listen, do you want this to be equal or not? Because if you're demanding equality, I have been giving you equality. When Tiffany has botches and she doesn't have a great match, I'm going to tell you about it. And if you're gonna defend it for some reason other than, like, whatever, that's on you, not me. I'm very fair in my criticism. So the fact is that match was too long. They went like 19 minutes. And you know what? Hey, I'll be fair, okay?
All right, yeah.
So, yeah, they had a lot of spots in that match where, and Tiffany does it in a lot of her matches, where she's out of position or the move didn't look great or they totally forgot this or that. Well, in fairness, do you know what else was on that show?
What's that?
Rey Mysterio and Kevin Owens, okay? Who happened to be, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, they are in the men's division, okay? They had never had a singles match before, was the story. So they went in there, and they also went like 16 minutes. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you like it was a bad match, but man, they had a lot of problems repeatedly in this match. There was one spot where I think Ray was supposed to do like a Hurricane Rana, but like Kevin was going to bump over the top to the floor or something like that. And, like, they could not do this spot. It just was not working. And finally, Kevin just grabs a guy and, like, powerbombed him on the apron or something. He just killed this guy. And then they had to figure out, okay, well, he was supposed to send me out, so now I got to give it back to him. And so you can just see him trying to figure out, like, okay, I'm going to beat you for a while. And then we got to do a switch here. And it's just, like, watching the whole match, it was like, this was clearly two guys who had never had a match together before. And you could see that they had ideas, but, like, some of them just did not work out. It happens with the men. It happens with the women. And I'm going to tell you about it, whether it's a man or a woman having these problems. That's it.
I believe we should have a segment on this show every day or at least every week where you just stuff sensitive wrestling fans right into their pajama clothes and send them to bed.
I'm not stuffing anybody in any pants. Just telling you.
I meant like, no, never mind.
I don't know what you're talking about. So on this show, hey, speaking of, Ray and Kofi Kingston.
Yeah?
Talk about two blokes that work great together. Holy smokes. These guys worked so well together. I mean, they just gelled perfectly. And Ray ends up pinning him, which I was kind of surprised by because the New Day just turned heel and they're getting their heel push. But you could see where it's going, which is an LWO versus New Day match. And I don't think anything's going to go well for the LWO. I think it's going to be bad.
Now, if it ends up with Ray and Dragon Lee, I can see it going badly. If it ends up with Ray and Penta maybe as a team against those two to get the final victory, I could see that. But if you're Cruz and Joaquin, well, hey, just have good matches. That's all you can do. It's like Los Garzas with the Motor City Machine Guns. You're going to be there as fodder. Hopefully have a good match. And I don't know if the Garzas really did. I was actually a little bit disappointed in that match, but I don't know. It's unfortunate that they're in the position they're in.
You know, I like to answer questions that people didn't ask.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm going to answer one here.
Sure.
So they're talking about Tiffany here on the chat and uh-huh. Charlotte.
Oh, boy.
And this fella here says, man, if Charlotte puts over Stratton, that would be huge. But she's not the putting others over type. Guys.
Yeah.
Listen.
You know, this is, by the way, everything you've talked about today centers around the women's division. I don't know. Feels like there's a common thread attached to all of this, Brian.
If Charlotte doesn't put over Tiffany, it's not a Charlotte call. Do you all understand? It is a management call.
Wrestling fans.
Charlotte
women.
Is not in there calling the shots, okay?
It's a bad combination.
I know a lot of you don't like Charlotte Flair. That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. But you do not have to make up reasons to not like her beyond the reasons you already don't like her, okay? Charlotte is not going to not put someone over. Like, does no one understand? The reason Charlotte wins so many matches and has won so many titles is because she's Charlotte Flair, and the gimmick is she is going to win 16 world titles in her career. It is very difficult to win 16 world titles, or 17, if you don't actually win title matches. So when she comes back, I don't know how many titles she's won. How many has she won? Should we find out?
I'll say 12.
But it's more than that. In WWE?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Charlotte Flair championships and accomplishments. Okay, she's a 6-time Raw champion.
All right.
She's a 7-time SmackDown champion.
13.
Okay, she's a 1-time Divas champion. I'm not sure if they're going to count that one or not.
Maybe, Triple Crown.
We'll just say 14.
All right.
And then I don't know if they're going to count the 2 NXT titles.
Oh, sure they are.
Well, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know what they call her. So my guess is they're going to say she's a 14-time champion.
Well, no, it's got to be a world title. And since they have 2 world titles, they may not count the NXT title when they're counting all of these up.
Well, the point is she's very likely going to have to win at least 3 more titles during her career, which will be difficult to do if she does not win title matches over people that you may like more than Charlotte Flair. But she's not calling the shots here. They are telling a story. They've been telling it for years. That the dot, and I, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if she won 18 because, you know, they kind of have a love-hate relationship with Ric Flair. So I think there's a decent chance that John Cena breaks his record.
Yeah.
Because they've always pushed John Cena as the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. But how do you push him as the greatest of all time if someone else has more belts? Which, by the way, brings an interesting question, which I'm going to get to in a moment. But the point is, Charlotte's going to win at least 16, maybe 17 or 18.
I say 29.
And
by
she's got to win matches to do that. Now, at the TNA pay-per-view, we had a world title change, which I think Lenny told me wasn't going to happen, so add that to his counter. Joe Hendry won the TNA title.
He did.
He then did an interview the next day saying that he would love to finish his story by facing John Cena. I thought, man, John Cena.
We all got a story, kid.
John Cena. He's going for that last world title. And it really hit me. Like, John Cena, this is the booking of John Cena. It's so easy. John Cena needs to go to WrestleMania, challenge Cody, and lose. Okay? Then it needs to be, you know what? I'm going to challenge Joe Hendry. I'll get my last world title through TNA. He's got to lose. And then later on in the year, he's got to get that one last title match and win. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I can always tell when a fan's like been a long-term fan because they're remembering stuff from like the 90s and attributing it to today.
Mm-hmm.
Fans for decades have heard stories about wrestlers going home rather than do what's asked. All right, when was the last time Charlotte went home? Because she was asked to do a job and she just wanted to go home.
Maybe they're conflating her with her.
When's the last time somebody in WWE was told to do something and they didn't do it?
Brock Lesnar.
When?
I don't know.
Brock always does what's asked. Dude, they asked The Undertaker to break the streak at WrestleMania, and the guy did it. And he still talks to this day about how he didn't happy about it. Name the last person who was asked to do something and they didn't.
Shane McMahon, when he was asked to shut the F up backstage whenever he had something planned for Brock.
No, they just sent him home.
He quit. I don't know. I'm sure it's happened, but to what degree? I mean, you know, that we've heard about it. You know, people can not like what they're doing and whatever, but at the end of the day, again, Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley is a bad memory in a lot of people's minds, but it wasn't Charlotte's fault that she was put in that situation. They put Rhea Ripley in a situation.
Oh, yeah, Sasha and Naomi. Yeah, Sasha quit.
And didn't let her
Yeah,
thrive.
That happened.
Well, there you go. Sasha and Naomi, that did happen. So.
Yeah, and they never brought her back. We got vignettes for Charlotte right now.
Well, Sasha didn't want to go back, and they did bring back Naomi, so.
Yeah, they brought back Naomi when she wanted to come back. But at the time, it was like nobody was saying this was a Naomi thing that happened. If you guys recall, it was like everybody, the day that it happened, in the weeks and months, they were like, this was a Sasha call. So,
plus, Naomi has a bloodline, so.
Anyway, we're out of time, everybody. We got to wrap it up. Be back later on tonight. Brian and Vinny Show, Mid-South Championship Wrestling, Granny, and more. We're back here tomorrow. Observer Live After Dark. It's going to be a fun day. Talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.